This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Ospedia Channel 1 and online.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
In the 40th year of her accession to the throne, the Queen, in her speech at the Guildhall, described the year 1992 as her annus horribilis. Well, they don't go much more horribilis than the one we've just experienced, do they? We're now in the season of Advent, the season which marks the Church's new year, and we're also at the end of a second national lockdown, with a new three-tier rule to follow, along with the plans for vaccination and mass testing. So what better time than now to look back and pay tribute to those heroes of 2020 who've been shining in the nighttime of our fears like magnificent beacons, our NHS and our essential workers. I have some songs for you today which were recorded by the Great North Children's Hospital Choir for New Day Dawning early in March this year at the RVI Hospital in Newcastle. It was a choir made up of nurses, health workers, chaplains and hospital volunteers, and it's their voices, their choice of songs that you'll be hearing on today's programme. These were broadcast just before the pandemic broke out with a vengeance in the UK. Their first song on our programme New Day Dawning was Reach for the Stars, and it begins, "When the whole world leaves you feeling blue, you can count on me, I will be there for you. When it seems all your hopes and dreams are a million miles away, I will reassure you."
When the world leaves you feeling blue, you can count on me, I will be there for you. When it seems all your hopes and dreams are a million miles away,
that was 2020 BC, before COVID. Sounds like a strange epoch, some strange reversal of time, doesn't it? It has been a very long and challenging year, but much more so for the NHS and essential workers. Little did they know what lay ahead, but I would imagine they had some inkling, for when I spoke to their two choir leaders, I saw for myself the tension in their faces when I wished them well at the end of that recording session, saying, "Could I just say our thoughts and prayers are with you as the pressure intensifies and all your staff in chaplains and research departments due to the coronavirus outbreak. And on behalf of all our listeners, may I thank you for the exceptional care your staff continue to provide. Thank you for your dedication and your courage." As I said that to them, the smiles froze on their faces, and this told me all I needed to know about how they felt about the up-and-coming threat to our lives. It was to become the year of personal self-sacrifice, with the lives of many NHS and essential workers' lives laid down in service for others, reminding me of those words in John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 13, which say, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down their life for their friends." Their next song, "Lean On Me," says, "Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on."
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, then I'll be your friend.
The NHS and all essential workers have supported us magnificently, but have we shown our support for them? Many have, many did, during that first lockdown, with applause every Thursday night. But that applause must have seemed so very hollow at times when staff realised that many people were not following the rules and regulations set out to keep the virus from spreading. One nurse who works in an ICU unit, not a member of this choir, might I add, wrote movingly on her Facebook site, where it said, "I don't want to be there. I'm scared. What if I bring this illness home to my beautiful, beautiful little girl, or to my husband, the man who has loved and supported me for the last 17 years? What if I am one of the already growing, young, fit healthcare workers who ends up on a ventilator, fighting for my own life? Again, I don't want to be there. But I will be there, looking after the sickest of sick people fighting for their lives against this awful disease." Imagine feeling all this, then you finally get home 15 hours after you left that morning to sit down, pick up your phone, start scrolling Facebook, and all you see are images after images after images of crowds of people gathered in parks and beaches, or complaining that sitting at home watching Netflix is far too boring. You turn on the TV to see Boris is having to threaten to enforce a military lockdown situation, as people cannot just sit down and stay in their homes for more than a day. It's absolutely heartbreaking for people like me, who are unable to stay at home, and who will continue to go to work and care for these people, who could have actually stayed at home yesterday but didn't, so contracted the virus, spread it to others, and made sure this horrible pandemic will be longer and harder than it ever had to be. These were her words, and this nurse saw very little love and consideration through the window of her world on social media, unlike our next song by a hospital choir, Only You. Ba-da-da. All those who serve in the NHS have been and still are our frontline soldiers in the battle against COVID. At the very beginning of the outbreak, they were sent into the field against this unseen deadly enemy without real protection, without their armour on, due to shortages in personal protective equipment, the PPE. Do we, who've had it so easy, sheltering or working in safety in our homes, fully comprehend what it must have been like for them this year, and for all those working for the public good? Even now in this second wave we've just experienced, I think how exhausted and drained they must now be, and yet they carry on. I can feel the love. Can you?
And can you feel
still we read that many people don't take this virus seriously. They think that they're somehow special or exempt from its vice-like grip, or too fit for it all to really affect them. But for thousands upon thousands in our world, its devastating consequences have been all too real. So many have died throughout the world. So many have since suffered debilitating illnesses, even though they've come through the initial attack, young as well as the elderly. One man wrote this of his experience. "It's been life-changing because of how close I came to not making it. The concept of dying when I went into hospital never entered my mind. I thought I was going into hospital with flu. I didn't think I would wake up a month later having nearly died. I'm much more wary of how easy it is to catch the virus now. I'm extremely grateful to the hospital staff. The treatment was fantastic, and the NHS continues to be a support for me." You see how easily our hopes and dreams can evaporate in one single moment of carelessness. So let's continue to have a care for others. Let's pretend we already have the disease. Then when we go out and about, particularly this coming Christmas, we will still keep a sensible distance to protect others. We will still wear our masks without fail and wash our hands. Then we can give to others the most precious of Christmas gifts, the gift of life. And what world do we want to make this coming Christmas? The choir's next song says this: "I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see, a million dreams, it's all it's going to take, or a million dreams for the world we're going to make." It's the song A Million Dreams.
I close my eyes and I can see the world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like
Christmas won't be the same for many of us this year in terms of close human contact. Even though some social distancing restrictions have been lifted, our confidence has certainly been shaken. But by staying guarded and sensible, we can reinforce the essential Christmas message of light and life, love and service, as shown through our Saviour Jesus Christ. We can still be happy together in a different, far more creative way, looking out for each other, supporting one another, and dwelling on the real meaning, the real reason for the season, which over the years seems to have slightly gone astray. And that is the true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world, so says John in his Gospel, chapter 1, verse 9. And it's up to us to walk in that light, to to show compassion to all, and to lift the heavy burden from those whose duty it is to care for us and our loved ones. Our next song is called Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the one you love and hold them tight. So happy together. If I should call you and you say you belong to me, that ease my mind. Imagine how the wedding so very fine. So happy together. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Imagine me and you, I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the one you love.
Tragically, many frontline health and social care staff have been infected with the virus now, and many of them have died throughout the world. An Evening Chronicle article by Kieran Murray recently catalogued 200 names of NHS workers in particular who had died in the northeast of England. His list contained those who had had contact with patients shortly before their deaths. He published not only their names, but their photographs, the jobs they did in the NHS and their ages, and how very young some of them were, and what beautiful tributes have been written about them. His article brings home to us the acute grief and pain that so many families and friends have gone through. Families who've had the beating heart at the very core of their being ripped out. We pray for them and all who mourn this coming Christmas. And we also pray for all people now living with long COVID, whose lives may never be the same for a very long time to come. Our final song, sung by the Great North Children's Hospital Choir today, is Any Dream Will Do. This song from the musical Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat may sound like an odd choice to end our programme with. It was the final song the choir sang on our programme earlier in March. But in it, a golden cloak flies out of Joseph's sight, out into the darkness, signifying his lost dreams and hopes. But what's rather reassuring later on is that Joseph's struggles and heartache bring about the saving of his nation. He became instrumental in its rescue and in its restoration, and it is for this that he is remembered and admired. I'm sure we must all know personally someone who works for the NHS, or a social care worker, or an essential worker. Let's do our best this coming Christmas for their sakes, to keep up our God, and to become beacons of hope and healing ourselves, like them, in order to bring life and joy to others in the year that lies ahead. May I finish with a blessing. May the Lord God be your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. May you not falter or fear when the world trembles all around you. May you come to know the God who is all around you constantly and who waits for you to meet him in the silence. May you be still and come to know him. And may his blessing be upon you and all those you love forevermore. Amen. And so it's goodbye from Andrew and myself. And could we just say a big thank you to the Great North Children's Hospital Choir, whose songs are featured in our programme today. God's blessing be upon you. And so we end our programme with the song Any Dream Will Do.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was sleeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat.
Any dream will do.